Blog Talk Radio.
Give us our intro, and we'll be right back. God bless you.
Well, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. We're live right here on NTA Radio Blog Talk. Millions, can you imagine? More than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Argentina, Vietnam, India, Nigeria, Africa, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and give God praise for our chief ambassador who's doing an excellent job in piloting this project. We'd like to take a moment also and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. The man who has a vision, man who has impacted millions and yet impacting more millions. And to God be the glory, first of many first, theologian, one of the world's greatest theologians, and he's a legend in his own right. And now, without any further ado, we gladly present to you and introduce to others the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. Wonderful to be here. And this is the new awakening. Awake, awake, open your eyes. Amen. The new awakening where we have moved everything to this spiritual shift of giving God praise and giving God thanks. It works, folks. Before you call, He will answer. And while you're yet speaking, He will hear. Many of you on this line, before you can even call him, he had answered your prayer. And then some of you, while you were just getting ready to call him and speaking, Lord, we need your help, he had already answered your prayer. I want to tell you, he is a prayer-answering God. And every day without prayer is a wasted day. We come before you this morning to pray and to praise God and to give him his glory. No man can take God's glory. God deserves all the glory and all the praise. So we give him the glory, give him the praise. And God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. I want to see some of you who are on the prayer line this morning. I would like to see if you're available to prayer. Some people are getting ready for work, and some people perhaps may already be there. You're in a situation where you can't respond. But I want to see, even before I move here this morning, amen, Ambassador Wazin Cobb, I wonder if you're here this morning. Sister Renee, are you here? If so, I'd like for y'all to pray. Tell me if you're here now. Amen. Sister Renee, are you here? Ambassador Wazin Cobb, are you there? Right. Say something if you are waiting to hear from you. All right. Ambassador Ernestine Riley, are you here with us this morning?
Yes.
All right. God bless you. What about Ambassador-elect Cullen? Are you here with us this morning? If you could, might be to pray. All right. We'll find somebody.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I know some of you all have your phone on mute, and I know some of you are getting ready. All right. Why don't you pray, Ambassador Cobb, and then...
This morning, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for last night lying down and this morning rising. We thank you for this first fruit prayer and praise convention line. Thank you for our Chief Ambassador Johnson and his beautiful wife, Lady. Thank you for our Mother to the Nation, Dr. Patricia Stern. Thank you for all the ambassadors, all the ambassadors-elect, all the mothers on the line, all the brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you've done for us, Lord. Lord, you say delight ourselves in you, and you'll give us the desires of our heart. And, Lord, we just want to delight ourselves in you because you are the source of our supply. Lord, you've everything to us, and you've done everything for us, and we just want to give you the praise. We can never show you all our appreciation for all that you've done for us because you just keep on blessing us day after day after day. Hour after hour after hour, minute after minute after minute, second after second after second, and we can never say thank you enough. God, you are so good, you're so kind, you're so loving. You give us happiness, you give us joy, you give us peace, and we can't say thank you enough. We just thank you again for everything, Lord. Thank you again for this prayer line and everyone that's listening on this prayer line. Lord, this is wake up in the morning. We can't do anything without you. Without this line, Lord, we don't know where we would be. But we just thank you again for everything. We give you the honor, glory, and the praise. All these blessings in your name. Amen.
Father God in heaven, Lord, we just bless you for this one more day that you blessed us to wake up, to smile, to seek your face, Lord, because you are so good, so kind, so tender, and so merciful. And Lord, you said that if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. And we just praise you on this morning, Lord, because you are God. You are God alone. There is no other God like you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, because of what you have done for us. You let us sleep all night long, didn't even know we were in this world, Lord. You let us wake up this morning, Lord. Let us see a brand new day, one we've never seen before. And we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We just ask that you bless your people everywhere, Lord. Bless our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Bless Lady Betty Johnson. Their grandchildren, Lord, Maria, Malia, Anaya, Raphael, all of their grandchildren, Lord. Just bless them, oh God. Bless their daughter, Lord, Anitra, and her husband, Raphael. Oh God, you are just so good, so kind, Lord. We just thank you for that Mother of the Nations, Lord. Mother Stone, Lord, bless her, Lord. Touch her body, Lord, even now, because you are God, Lord. Whatever is afflicting her body, Lord, touch her right now, Lord. Satan, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. We cast you out because you don't belong there. You don't pay no rent. You don't belong in her body, Lord. Just bless your people, Lord, here, there, and everywhere, Lord. Bless your people with the desires of their heart, Lord, that are seeking you daily, Lord, because they are your children, Lord. We belong to you. We are thine, Lord. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because you are so good to us. You are so kind, so tender, so merciful, and there's nobody like you. We can search the world through, and we can't find nobody like you, Lord. You answer our prayers, Lord, daily, and we just thank you and we praise you for it, Lord, and we will forever give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor belongs to you, Lord. These and all the blessings, we just thank you for it, and we praise you for it right now, in Jesus' name, amen.
My, 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 my. God bless all these wonderful prayers. Ambassador, wonderful prayer from Ambassador Nick. Southern Ambassador Martin.
Yes, sir.
Y'all are growing so, my God, listen to your prayers. They're so effective. And we do thank you. Just want to speak to y'all. All y'all wake up this morning, be on the prayer line. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And God bless you, precious people. God bless you. Good morning. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord. Everybody wake up.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, glory to you this morning, God.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Love you,
thank you,
God. I love you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you,
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 thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your many, many blessings.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
God bless all of you on, and we're moving to another area of praise. Amen. I want to call your attention to another scripture this morning, and we're going into what we call our wisdom seminar. Amen. This is the time God gave me this. Amen. God gave me this where we would have interpretation of the scripture. You all can help a lot of people. Just simply by giving them your interpretation of the scripture. You live by it. Amen. Very familiar scripture this morning. Amen. I hope you all can hear me better now. But I'm going to give you a familiar scripture this morning that will bless all of you. Hopefully I'm going to the 100th Psalm. The 100th Psalm. Go there, Psalm 100. Bring your Bibles to the prayer line, if you would. And also bring your notepads to the prayer line. God may give you something that and you don't want the enemy to sift you as wheat and steal it from you. All right. 100 Psalms says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And then go next verse. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Many times I've told you that if you read a verse and you wonder what it means, just keep reading a little further. Because many times the Lord, right in that same text, will answer you. The why. Amen. My son-in-law Sunday talked about the why. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And if you'll say why, go to verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us. Why? Yeah, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Why? It is he that's made us. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. There's the why right there. That's why you ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. What does that mean? Serve the Lord with gladness. What does that mean? Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that's made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, my God. I want to get your take on that, what you think about that. All right, make a joyful noise. How does that affect your life? Who lives by that? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, who does that? Know that the Lord, he's God. There's a reason. It's he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Does he deserve the praise? Make a joyful noise unto him, all ye lands. Amen. The line is open to any of you precious saints. Amen. There are people in foreign lands and even in America who would love to hear what you think about that. All right. The line is open to you. This is the word. The line is open to you. All right. Whoever wants to talk on that. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody?
913, good morning. Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you, God, first in my life, and to you, Chief Ambassador, and your wife, and all the other saints. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and serve the Lord with gladness.
I want to suddenly say that before you begin, that you do make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
I was too embarrassed to say something because Dr. Stern told me yes the other day. He spent too much land on this phone, too much time on this phone. But God is good. God has delivered me out of from drug addiction, men addiction, alcohol addiction, y'all, from my self-addiction and depression. I got a right. And, y'all, if I don't holler, my bones hurt.
Uh-huh.
I've been diagnosed with degenerative disc disease over 23 years ago. And the doctors today say, we don't know how you walk. I said, God is my way of walking. And I can't do that unless I do this consistently. This is not on the prayer line only. This every day, all day at home. Where I go, they call me the Hallelujah Lady. Thank you, Lord, but we can make a joyful noise. And that's all I got. The devil raised up the heat. I raise up my praise. This is all I got. It's a joyful noise. And this is what keeps me going through everyday life. If I probably get stagnated, close my mouth, it's nothing. I have nothing inside. This is my only way. His word is right. He can make a joyful noise and serve him with gladness. This is the best thing I have in my life. Is my joyful shouting to him and serving him with gladness. This is all I know. This is the way my mom brought me up as a little girl. All around Miracle Temple Church of God in Crisis, we sang this little kid shouting. This is just a part of me, and I'm sorry to aggravate some people sometimes, but this is my only way out for me and my family. My praise is my weapon. May God bless you. Thank you, Chief.
Praise God. I know what you... Your testimony, yeah, you got a right to holler. You got a right.
Hallelujah! All 13 of my brothers and sisters is living. All 55 of my nieces and nephews are living. I thank God for that. And we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. Lots of family members are unsaved. I have a right to holler because they're still here, and God has been good and very merciful to them.
Yeah. Thank God. That's certainly a testimony of that psalm right there. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. And she gave you the why she should do it. Gave you good reason.
Thank you, Lord.
Why she is so jubilant. And giving God so much praise. Somebody else, give us your take on that scripture right there. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, from everyone, every nation, every land, all ye lands. Serve him with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us. We are his people.
Yes.
And the sheep of his pasture.
Amen.
And into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Don't let anybody, no matter who they are, don't let anybody make you not make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Anybody want to give us your take on that? Come on.
I want to jump in real quick.
All right.
I want to jump in right there. That was my cue. I am very, very thankful. Thankful. I am so thankful to make a joyful noise. I'm very thankful. I'm so thankful. Thank you, Jesus, to be able to make a joyful noise on all that I've been through, and all that God's brought me through, all that he's taken me through, all that he's taken me over, all that he's brought me over and under. I'm very thankful. Thank you, Jesus, to be able to make a joyful noise on what God is doing. He's so gracious and merciful. So I am thankful. It's a terrific Tuesday that I'm glad about. Have a good day, everybody. God bless y'all.
God bless you. Thank you. Beautiful day. Amen. Amen. For the Lord is good. There's verse 5. His mercy is everlasting. That is why you ought to make a joyful noise. The Lord's been good to you and gave you mercy when you know you deserve death. Here you are alive. It's everlasting. And his truth endureth in your life to all generations.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And somebody else?
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to our Chief Ambassador. The line has been addressed, but I do need to say something about this and not be silent before the Lord. And the 100th division of Psalms is a very familiar one, has been read down through the ages of time. But I just want to be very short because I know what happens when I start ministering, the anointing would take it over, but I want to be decent and in order. But as we look at the psalm and the first one, and I think you wanted us to just share a little on the first verse and everything. If we look at this, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. He's talking here about this is plural and not single, all ye lands. And as I was listening in the spirit, if we, if the lands and America everywhere, when we cut on the TV in the morning, instead of seeing the bickering and the fighting and everything, wouldn't it be joy that every station you turn on, that you're looking forward to see people make a joyful noise unto the Lord? Every day, every weekend, somebody got killed, somebody got murdered, somebody is biting and everything. I know that's the work of the flesh and everything, but God said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. If every land on the face of the earth, when I was listening to the promo this morning when Ambassador Hagin was talking about how many listeners that was on this line, she went from thousands, amen, from millions to billions. I'm like saying, oh, my God, that covers a multitude of people. And I'm thinking about if every land would take out the time to give God the glory. When we on the prayer line and when one person starts saying, thank you, Jesus, then another one come in, then another one come in, then another one come in. It's greater in volume than in singer. Can you imagine how heaven rejoices when the land, he's not talking about just the individual person, what he did for us on a single basis, but what he has done in the land. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. What he has done, man, this is God's country, and can't nobody take it from him. That's great that we could think and thank. That's great. I'm not knocking anybody's testimony, praise report, what God has done for us individually. But I'm talking about the land. You know, there's another psalm that talks about, oh, clap your hands, all you people, let the earth rejoice. Psalms, the book of Psalms can give us anything in that area. But here is the psalmist saying, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. And he didn't tell us to go all the way to the end, but it's good meat there too. But if we begin to make a joyful noise, we give too much credit to the enemy, too much emphasis on. I was sharing with my husband and pastor yesterday, never in my life, and I've been through quite a few presidential elections, and never have I ever heard so much bickering backwards and forward from the Republicans to the Democrats. They used to have a respect for one another, no matter who won or who was coming out. They respected one another. All the respect is gone. And like you say, Ambassador Johnson, no God is in it. And I could tell you that because they say that they can't mention God in what they're talking about. We're separating the state and everything. You better mention God with all your life. So here's the psalmist saying, make a joyful noise. We coming together here on First Fruit. We doing our part. You know, we can't stand for the whole nation, but the Lord say, all ye nations. And oh, my God, that's why it's so good to be saved, because I phantom in my mind that they're not doing enough. But the Lord say, every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. It's going to be a great volume, my God, in heaven when all the nations got to bow before God. He's given us opportunity to do it now. They won't do it now, but they're going to do it in the end. So this is what the Lord said. I want to hear the nations make a joyful noise. Everybody make a joyful noise. I came up in the day with the older church at a certain time of day, at 12 noon, they rang that bell. It was a bell in the church, and you could hear it all over. Oh, God, that's time to be silent before the Lord, and let us pray. I'm through, Ambassador Johnson, but that's the little nugget that I want to put in there today. God bless you, is my prayer.
Oh, wonderful. All these golden nuggets, all you all.
That's
you are precious. Amen. As you were talking to Ambassador Stern, our mother of the nation, you kind of reminded me, I saw the vision again. Amen. It popped before me. God showed me stations filled of people who were coming to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I wonder why he gave me that. We originated it on the prayer line, and especially in Amazing Grace. He gave me this praise check. And it's not to see if you have a praise, because everybody has a praise. But it's to see what level you're on, what level is your praise on. And I saw myself, Holland praise check, and these folk were praising. All in this stadium, they were, oh, my God, going in everywhere. All up in that top balcony, I see them now. All in that back row, it was jammed. And people were praising God with all their might. And tears were rolling down. Oh, I just see them now. Tears rolling down. And some were on that stadium aisle where you walk, before you walk up into the seats. I saw them running all over that aisle. And their hands up. They weren't worried about no know, anybody, and they were praising God, throwing their hands up, running down that aisle on that top level, on that next level, and then coming on down. Some of them came down on the field and started running around the field, praising God. I see it. They just went crazy praising God. Oh, my God. All ye lands, people from every nation, people of every denomination, church affiliation, and every color, they were just praising God. They didn't care about nobody, whether they were black, white, brown, whatever. They were just praising God. Oh, my God. And they were serving the Lord with gladness. You didn't have to push them to praise God. They came before his presence with praise and singing and the glory and honor to God like never before. There's going to come a day of coronation for Jesus. Amen. And all of us hopefully will be there with a coronation. My God. If y'all can hear people in heaven praising God right now, you would know that the little praise we get in, give him is not really a lot of praise. God let me hear it one day. He took me in the spirit realm. It was like a roar everywhere. The seraphims were flying all around the throne, giving God glory, angels bowing before him. They had four beasts flying all around the throne, crying, "Holy, holy, holy. Praise him, praise him, praise him." Oh, 24 elders passed their souls down before him. Oh, my God, and they prostrate before him, crying, "Thank you, Lord, thank you." They were so happy that they had missed what was predicted by Jesus and predicted in the Word of God, that there shall come a day when the end shall be, and the one of perdition shall be cast into the fire. My God. Oh, they were so grateful. Hallelujah. I know you all are grateful on this earth. Amen. I wish y'all could hear them praising God in heaven. It's just something, oh, my God, to behold. God bless you. All right, I got to move.
Amen. I just wanted to say, can I just make one comment?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. This is Christy Johnson about making a joyful noise unto the Lord, our land. It's awfully funny that God specifically said, make a joyful noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say specifically why he would say that. Because it's easy to praise God when you're getting what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so easy to praise God when you got everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
You could get up and scream hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, all day and all night long when you're comfortable. But God said make a joyful noise unto the Lord because he knows that weeping will endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning.
Hallelujah.
So can you holler, thank you, Jesus, when your brother just got murdered? Can you holler, thank you, Jesus, when your child just got murdered? Can you holler, thank you, Jesus, when you don't have a job, when you don't have no means of taking care of yourself? Or are you just not able to do it because you don't have it in you to say, thank you, Jesus, when times are going bad? I really just want everybody to know that when you're at your worst, that's when you really should be at your best in showing God that it doesn't matter what's going on, Lord. I still praise you. I still magnify your name. I know that I'm at the bottom of the pool, but I still thank you for my life. And so I just wanted to say that because it's easy for everybody to say praise the Lord when their life is going well. But are you praising God when your life is falling to pieces? Are you praising God when you're going through the fire and the wire? You know, are you praising God after God has said, I got to take your loved one from you? Are you praising them then? Or are you asking them why?
Do you feel wonderful, wonderful request here from the Lord? Amen. And
amen.
The Lord dropped in my spirit 2 Corinthians, I believe, 12 and 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches,
yes,
in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses,
yes,
for Christ's sake, I believe. But when I am weak, I remember that, then am I strong. Yeah.
Yes.
And so I can't miss it. I can't miss it. I know the Holy Ghost dropped it in there. Somebody else feels it too. We got to take just 10 seconds or more or whatever, and let's make a joyful noise. I want to. Come on, Sister Brown. You know how much noise you can make. I can imagine. Amen. For about 10 seconds, let's give God glory like he just gave you $1 million. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
us to even pray this morning, oh God, for those that are
hurting and have a petition before you. And yes, Lord, yes, we can praise you when things are going wrong. We can lift up our hands before you, oh God, when things are looking like it's not coming together. And oh God, right now we come and we tap into the spirit of the anointing of healing. And you see your servant here this morning, oh God. Ambassador Mother Peterson, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her. We come right now, God, and we dismiss, oh God, the headache, the arms, oh God, and oh God, whatever, oh God, besides her in her body. Oh God, we pray that you said you sent your word and you healed them and delivered them out of all those diseases. Bless her right now, God. Bless her right now, God. God, I do know when we begin to praise you, you will dismiss it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we agree together this morning that it is so, God, that you have come in already and lifted her up, God. And we're praying, oh God, that she'll put the praises down in her spirit. Not just make a noise, but God, let it be an anointed noise before you, God. Let it be a glad spirit, Lord. A lot of people make a noise, but God, there is no substance to it. We pray right now, God, that you put the spirit of an anointing in the noise, that the enemy will leave her alone in her body. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Back in your hands, Chief.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
Yes, this is Wilson. I don't want to skip Brother Theodore's doctor this morning. He's supposed to be having hip surgery, and we are asking God to bring him through the hip surgery. And I also enjoyed the subject that you had, and I'm praying that the Lord will heal my land. I understand that our body is the land. We are going back to the dirt, so we still want the Lord to heal us.
Okay, now, who are you talking about? Name? What is the name?
The old Dotson, and I was saying I want the Lord to heal me, too.
Yes, ma'am. All right. All right. Now, why do I many times open the line up for you all to pray? Because it's my gift from the Lord to try to grow people. Amen. It will grow you and will bless you if you will step out. It's a privilege to talk to the Lord. And here's the one. Perfect. All right, now, here's Mother Wilson who needs prayer. And she's praying for Leonis Dotson, who's going to have surgery. And also pray for Mother Wilson. Well, bless you if you jump in and do that. Amen. I could pray and get the blessing myself, but I'm not a selfish person. I'm trying to let you get the blessing. Amen. Because there is one in praying for Mother Wilson here. Who would like to have that privilege of going before God? We used to didn't have the privilege of doing it, but we can do it now. And who would like to do that? Pray for Mother Wilson. Pray for Deonis Dotson, who's going to have surgery. The line is open to you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Lord God, saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for you being the great I am. Thank you, Lord, for you being all that I need. Thank you, God, I praise you for being the work and the finisher of my faith. I thank you, Lord, for being the creator of all things in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for sending your darling son to the cross that hung, bled, and died for me. I praise you for it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the
honor.
Go ahead, Lord. Father, we do thank you for Mother Wilson. And God, I'm asking you to send her a bona fide miracle. Oh, God, let even the doctors say that, Mrs. Wilson, something has happened here for your good.
Yes.
see that you are doing so much better. Even no inflammation in your joints, not the inflammation. And